Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome. We are live at the Surf Club in the heart of New Rochelle, New York, for the 2019 Boys and Girls Club Annual Gala. Again, this is the Mount Vernon Boys and Girls Club. We are Westchester Talk Radio. We're produced this evening by Saw Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, the Westchester Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Accorda Therapeutics.
Life, science.
He had trouble reading it, but he got to it. I'm Bob Marone, along with my co-host, Jim Cleefield. He also has videography duty tonight. And, of course, the voice you heard was that of Matt Kanan. He needed to hold that up real close to read it. Our first guest is one of the honorees tonight, a very special woman. She's the youth of the year. Her name is Marissa Glaze. Good evening, Marissa.
Good evening.
It's nice to meet you. Now, Marissa, we were looking a little bit at your bio here. You're a very accomplished person for such a young woman. Now, you told us your age, but you can tell everyone else.
Well, I am 15 years old.
And what year are you in school?
I'm a freshman. I'm in the ninth grade.
You're a freshman in the ninth grade. Now, how did you get involved with the Boys and Girls Club?
Well, when I first came to the Boys and Girls Club, I was sponsored by Mr. Dan because he met my mom through work. And that's when I came here, about 4 years ago.
Now, they obviously singled you out. We know that you're very socially conscious. You care about gender equality and teaching our community about the importance of protecting our environment. How did you become so committed to such items?
Well, for the past years I've been coming to the Boys and Girls Club, I have grown to know these values, and I really, you know, deeply value them. Because when I come to the Boys and Girls Club, they take us on different trips, and they have different programs there in the afternoon for the teens. And it teaches a lot about, you know, our environment and the society and the world that we're living in now. And from those programs, I've just, you know, singled out these values and keep them dear to my heart.
Now, one of the things is gender equality. I mean, we've made progress, but we still have a long way to go, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Issues such as pay for women, women in executive functions, and things like that. Now, what do you want to do with the rest of your life? You're only in the ninth grade, God bless you, and it's all in front of you. Have you thought about it at all?
Well, I aspire to be either a director or write plays or somebody on Broadway.
You want to write plays and direct plays. That's a tough job. Are you involved in theater at all yet?
Yes. Well, I go to Thornton's Performing and Visual Arts Magnet School, and my major is musical theater.
What is that like to major in musical theater? Are you actually performing? Are they teaching you how to score a play?
Yes. They teach us a lot about, you know, if it's your major, like they have band, they have dance, they teach you about those skills. So if you actually aspire to be that person in life, you actually have some skills and know a lot about it.
Now, what about acting yourself? Have you considered the acting part, or you prefer behind the scenes?
Well, I love all aspects of musical theater. I sing, I dance, I act. I love all of it. I even have a play coming up now with the Revelators, the group that I dance with at the Boys and Girls Club. It's over the weekend. It's called Motown, so you should come see it.
Well, do you realize you're talking to a baby boomer whose favorite type of music back in the 60s and 70s was Motown? You mentioned the Revelators, and we saw it a little bit in your bio. How long have you been dancing?
Well, ever since I joined the club, I joined dance at the same time.
When did you know you were good at it? Right away?
No, I was actually kind of nervous because even when I came to the Boys and Girls Club, I was very nervous and shy. And my mom thought that was a way of me, you know, breaking out and becoming a more well-rounded young lady.
Now, of all the different things, writing, producing, directing, acting, singing, dancing, what are you best at this point?
Well, I'm good at the three things right now. I'm good at singing, acting, and tap dancing.
You can tap dance as well? That's very difficult.
It is very difficult.
Do you have those special shoes with the taps on them and everything?
I do have tap dancing shoes.
You're not wearing them now, though. You're all dressed up for the event, right?
No, I'm not wearing them now.
My guest, she's Marissa Glaze. She is the winner tonight, one of the honorees, the Youth of the Year Award honoree here at the Boys and Girls Club. And I want to go back to this dance troupe of yours. Now, did you write this play that you'll be performing this weekend? And did you set the songs?
Well, I didn't set the song, but I do like the play that we're doing because it helped us to know a lot about, you know, what happened before we came here, like our past, about the people that we come from. So I do value this play, and I really do like it.
Do you know how much people my age like Motown? Have you any idea?
A lot.
An awful lot. I mean, I could. My favorite was the Four Tops, but I like the Temptations as well. Can you tell us any of the songs that you'll be featuring? Do you know that yet?
Yes. Well, I will be playing Diana Ross, and I'll be singing I'm Coming Out and Take Me Higher. That song.
Oh, we got to get you to sing Take Me. Can you sing a couple of bars of any of these songs? Go ahead.
This is the song that we auditioned with. My heart is crying, crying, ooh, lonely teardrops. My pillow's never dry, lonely teardrops. Come home, come home. Just say you will, say you will, ooh.
That was really good, Marissa. Wowee. So you can sing, you can dance, you can tap dance. Now, what about directing? Before we send you on your way, directing a play, there's a lot of work before the play ever starts and rehearsals. Have they gone over that with you in the school?
Well, yeah, because the way our school is rounded, our principal is mostly the director of our plays, and sometimes I just watch her in the stuff that she does, and like I just talk to her and how she, you know, build the plays or she chooses the plays that we do.
Wow. Tell me a little bit more about yourself. Now, I noted in your bio that your parents came here from let me see. I just had it and I lost the page. Where'd you come from? Jamaica?
Well, yes, I did come from Jamaica, but I was born in England. But both my parents are Jamaican.
You were born in England. What city?
London.
Okay. How long did you live there?
Well, I didn't live there for long because right as I was born, my mom moved to Jamaica with me.
So you went from England to Jamaica to the U.S. How long are you here?
Well, I've been here for the past 4 years.
Well, since you were 11. God bless you. You're all grown up, and look at you. So you're going to be involved in the theater business. Anyway, we want to congratulate you. We can see why they chose you. What an accomplished young woman at such a young age.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Marissa. Congratulations. Marissa Glaze, everyone. And she can sing. Matt can sing if I step on his toes. We're going to take a break. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We'll be back right after these words.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community, as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome back. We are live at the Surf Club in the heart of New Rochelle, New York, for the 2019 Boys and Girls Club of Mount Vernon Annual Gala. I'm Bob Marone, along with Jim Cleefield and Matt Cahan. We're produced this evening by Shaw Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Lipolis Electric, Genesis Exhibits, Facelifts Remodeling, and the White Plains YMCA.
Youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility.
Thank you very much. That was Matt Cahan himself, and my co-host Jim Cleefield also has videography responsibilities tonight. Now, we are here with one of the winners, one of the honorees tonight, and he is Joe Armentano. He is the CEO of Paraco, Fueling Your Every Day. Now, tell us about your company first so people can get to know who you are and what you do.
Bob, it's Parico Gas.
Parico, okay.
We're a family business. My dad actually started the business in 1968, so we just finished 50 years in business. And we are in the propane business, serving the residential and commercial community throughout the New York metropolitan area and Long Island and Westchester, Fairfield, and the Hudson Valley. And with the energy needs such as cooking and hot water and heating and barbecues and pool heat and everything that has to do with portable energy.
Tell us a little bit more about portable energy. I believe we interviewed one of your employees a couple of years ago, and I didn't realize the number of homes that still use portable energy, particularly in the northern parts of Westchester, Putnam, Rockland. Tell us a little more about that.
Well, propane is a byproduct of both natural gas and fuel oil, but propane really hooks up to almost any natural gas appliance, and it's found beyond the mains, where there is no natural gas available. That's where you have propane. And it has a wide variety of uses. It's very clean. It's under the Clean Air Act. It qualifies under the Federal Clean Air Act. And we're actually getting a lot more calls these days because of the moratorium going on with Con Edison because we are a portable gas.
You know, Joe, it's supposed to work this way. I do the segues and then you answer them. That was well done because that was my next question. I do news for a living. And I was wondering, that ought to be helping your business just a little bit.
It does. It really does. And it's an all-season business. We have a lot of heating accounts. Believe it or not, people especially even East End of Long Island and parts of Connecticut and Westchester actually heat their homes with propane as well as heat their pools. So during the wintertime, we like cold winters. But during the summertime, just about the next few weeks, I want it to go from very cold to very warm so we can get those barbecues and pools out.
Joe Armentano is our guest. He is the winner of the Leadership Award here at the Boys and Girls Club Gala of Mount Vernon. Your business. Now, you mentioned your father started it. How long have you been working it?
Well, my dad started it in Mount Vernon, so my roots really go back to Mount Vernon. He was born in Mount Vernon. I was born in Mount Vernon, and that's one of the reasons that I'm so honored to be part of the Boys and Girls Club and this event, because our family, our history, our businesses, we have still a location in Mount Vernon. So my dad started, as I said, in 1968. I came out of Fordham University. I'm a local boy. In 1976, I went to Roosevelt High School in Yonkers, and then went back for an MBA in
at Iona, right?
At Iona. But I've been, my dad plucked me right out of college, and I've been working ever since.
Now, propane, why that business? Did he have a lot of foresight that it would be a clean energy? It's a portable energy. It's applicable to just about any locale. Did he have this idea, or did someone give it to him?
Well, sometimes, Bob, it's better to be lucky than good. So my dad actually started in 1968 in the industrial gas business, servicing oxygen, acetylene, welding equipment, and supplies. And back then, we had developed a niche for propane for construction, for temporary heat in the New York City market area, and for the forklifts that go on the high-low. So when I came out of school in 76, and shortly thereafter, he said, Joe, find us a propane business. I want to cut out the middleman. It's about 25% of our business. And not knowing anything about propane, we bought a company that actually was called Parico Gas in December 1979.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, everyone, it seems, probably everyone in this room, and there are hundreds now, has a barbecue of some sort, a grill. What is that business like in the summertime?
Well, it is very, very busy. We have most of the Home Depots, by the way, we're the only independent happen to have Home Depot in our market area, but we have a lot of gas stations and nurseries and lumber yards. So our drivers have to be available 7 days a week, especially during the holiday season, the 4th of July, Memorial Day weekend. So it's a very demanding and busy season. We do about 1.2 million barbecue exchanges a year, and about 80% of them go between May 31st and Labor Day.
Wow. If you're heating in the winter and you're doing barbecues and such, and you're doing heating, when is your vacation time?
Well, the slow period for us tends to be what I would call the months that are in between. April tends to be slower, and then people go on vacation. August starts slowing down, September, October. But I happen to be lucky. I have 500 employees. I have a great team.
Yeah, you've done it twice now. You've answered a question before I asked it. You're good, you. Remember and analyze this. Oh, you're good, you. Continue, please. No, I won't even ask any questions. You just keep going.
Well, listen, I'm having fun here. So, I really have a really good team. My daughter is now with the company, third generation. And, I have a son that'll probably come in about a year or so. But I have a very good professional management team. And I really rely on them. So they do all the hard lift, the heavy lifting. I get to take some of the credit.
Oh, you're just the coach in the background. Do this, do that. All right, let's get down to cases. This always interests us here at Westchester Talk Radio. You're a busy guy. You run a company, I think you said, with 500 employees. You have a regional reach. Where in God's name do you find the time to get involved in things like the Boys and Girls Club? There's that old adage, and I'll put this out there as well. 20% of the people do 80% of the work. You want something to be done, get a busy person. That really holds true for people like you, doesn't it?
Well, actually, my employees really do give me the opportunity to do some more community work because they really do the heavy lifting, like I said. We've always been dedicated to the communities we serve. Mount Vernon being very special to me and to my family because of our roots. Again, we also give our employees a community service day where each of them is able to take a day off and go into their local community. So it's a big part of our reputation. It's a big part of our brand. It's a big part of the values that my father taught me when I was growing up, that you got to give back to the community. And it's actually an honor and a privilege to be able to do that, quite frankly.
Well, the folks here at the Boys and Girls Club are pretty discerning. What is your involvement with the Boys and Girls Club?
Well, I actually was a member of the YMCA in Mount Vernon for mm-hmm. many years, so I really did not go to the Boys and Girls Club when I was growing up. I went to the Y instead. When they asked me to be an honoree and thought that I can help them obviously raise some funds and give them some exposure, I was very honored. And I went to visit the Boys and Girls Club, and when I went there, I actually became 9 years old again. I went back and I saw the boys and girls coming in, and it was an amazing experience because I remember my youth. Matter of fact, I don't want to take some of your thunder, but I have
No, you're doing it all show. Why change now?
I have a certificate here that I brought from me. My mom made me a scrap.
Oh my goodness, folks! Let me read this. Let me get some glow here. It says, folks, and I'm looking at a certificate, and it's from when he was a young man, actually a little boy. He's a lot younger than I am. And it says, the Mount Vernon YMCA Achievement Certificate, named Joe Armentano. He was 10 in 1964. I was 14. Anyway, sorry. June 5th, 1964. Sit-ups, 2 minutes. Can you do them now?
I can. I beat my son in the last year, and he's 25. And
does he hate you yet?
He does not hate me. Oh, but by the way, I want to point this certificate out. It says YMCA record on there. So at the time, it was a record.
Oh, no one has beaten that record yet?
I'm sure they have. But since the Y is closed.
Folks, wait a minute. I need a drum roll, please. You did 72 in 2 minutes?
I did.
I can't count to 72 in 2 minutes.
Well, I was 10, and I pulled every muscle in my stomach.
Well, what did you do when you had to redo it? Did you do the same?
I can still do, I'm not going to do it tonight on the floor, but I can still do over 70 push-ups in 2 minutes. Sit-ups.
Drop. Let's go. Now.
Not doing it, but maybe later, if you get me back on. Maybe we can make a little wager.
What we could do, Matt, could you get over to the bar, please, and see if we can fuel him up? 72? This is terrific that you found this.
Yeah, my mom, bless her heart, she had a scrapbook when I was at the Y in Mount Vernon and when I was in Little League. And so I've been very blessed with a great mom and dad. You know.
Mom, but Matt wants to talk to you now. He can't even lift a glass.
No, so I know. So you have the record. You know, for that amount, and you both have something in common. You can do 72 push-ups right now, and you are 72.
69, Weisenheimer. Now, Joe, do you do any exercise or play any sports that keeps you in such good shape?
I do. I play tennis. I walk a lot. I get on the treadmill. I work out on some weights. Being a CEO of a company, believe it or not, one of my early mentors said you have to be physically in shape as well as being mentally in shape, because there's a lot of energy that goes into running a company, and I've always taken his words of wisdom, and I've tried to always stay in shape.
You like what you do, don't you?
I really love it. I'm very passionate about it. I still enjoy it. Love getting up to work every day, but I want my cake and eat it too, Bob. I want to be able to work when I want to work and let my daughter and everybody else do the other heavy lifting.
I think I see your daughter. She's the emaciated woman that needs a nap over there from the way you drive her crazy.
Well, she's got the same problems I have. She can't slow down. So when I was her age, I had the same kind of energy. But God bless her, and she's doing great.
Well, it's been a pleasure and an honor to meet you again, knowing the people here at the Boys and Girls Club. They're very discerning. Folks, Joe Armentano, he's the CEO of Parico. Yes, when you open up your barbecues in a couple of weeks, you're probably using his fuel.
We have a share at a market, and if you're not using it, please do.
You should be. But what a special man. And again, the old 80-20 rule once again, 20% of the people do 80% of the work. Congratulations.
Bob, thank you very much. I appreciate you putting us on. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. We're going to take a break, and Matthew's going to do 3 push-ups in 2 hours. We'll be right back after these words.
Pasquale Ristorante. Pasquale Ristorante. Pasquale Ristorante. Pasquale Ristorante. From the heart of Italy.
Pasquale Ristorante is the perfect dining experience. Your favorite Italian comfort food, plus the comforts of home away from home. Pasquale Ristorante has been treating you like family for nearly 20 years. And if you need catering, Pasquale will take care of it. Pasquale Ristorante, bringing family, friends, and food together.
Pasquale Ristorante treats you just like family. Pasquale Ristorante, an Italian specialty.
Pasquale Ristorante, 2 Putnam Avenue in Port Chester.
Hello, I'm Scooter McRae, and you're listening to Westchester Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Bob Marone, along with Jim Cleefield and Matt Kay, and this is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live this evening from the Surf Club in the heart of New Rochelle. We're here for the 2019 Boys and Girls Club of Mount Vernon Annual Gala. We're produced this evening by Sock Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, Reverso Associates, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Michael Labriola Incorporated, and the Salem Golf Club.
The lush panorama of rolling hills and new pool expansions.
That was Matt Kay and himself. Our next guest, certainly no stranger to Mount Vernon and many of you. He is the Alumni of the Year Award winner tonight. You know him from his years in the NBA. You know him from Louisville when he played college ball. He coached there as well. Went on to coach further in the college ranks until he set up his own business here called Lazy Boy Stores. Please welcome Scooter McRae. Good evening, sir. Can you put his mic on, please? It's good to see you. First questions first. We know you were at the age of 8, you were in the Boys and Girls Club here in Mount Vernon, correct?
Correct, that's correct.
That's pretty cool. Now, I'm going to ask you an NBA question. I'm a little older than you are, frankly, but I played some ball, not much. I wound up being the manager and helping the coach. I played with some guys that went on to the NBA, Kenny Charles, guys like that. And here's what they told me when they got to the NBA, even after college, that they knew they were in something very different when they went for their first loose ball. They said it was like trying to steal steak from a tiger. Tell us about what it was like to make that leap from Louisville to the NBA.
Well, once it was a great opportunity and something that you don't realize you have the opportunity to do until at that time you come through the ranks.
Yes.
I had gone to college for 4 years, really five because I got hurt 1 year, and was able to maintain a pretty good college career and had the opportunity to get drafted. But I had opportunity also to play against pros here in Mount Vernon, here in New York, and in Louisville also. So the opportunity to play against pro players was there for me. And now it's just an opportunity to play in a pro league. So once I got to the pros, it was just now I have finally made it and arrived to the highest level of basketball that I could go to.
What does that feel like?
It was a great accomplishment.
It has to be.
Very, very good. Especially for me because I went in hurt. I hurt my knee in 1979-80 season where at that time they weren't doing arthroscopic surgery. And so they removed the lateral meniscus. And so I was bone on bone from 1980 on. So
for the rest of your career.
Correct. So having the opportunity to make it to the pros with a damaged knee was still a remarkable accomplishment for me personally.
It is a remarkable accomplishment. You know what's interesting? You played, as you said, local ball during a time when they didn't take high school players, and there were a lot of guys that played ball here in Mount Vernon, back in Brooklyn where I grew up, in Queens. They could have been pros. Some of them didn't even finish high school. Some of them went through high school. There was some great amateur ball being played in the New York area at that time.
Yes, it was. I mean, I played against a lot of guys that were street legends.
Yes.
That didn't get an opportunity to play in the college or the professional.
Yeah, they played up at Rutgers.
Correct.
And places like that.
And so, but I tell everybody, sometimes you just have to have good breaks go your way. Sometimes you have to be disciplined also because you still had to go to college, go to school, and you just couldn't go straight from the streets to the pros. And some guys just didn't really want it that bad. They didn't want to be in professional ranks. They'd rather just play street ball.
Well, now let's talk about you a little bit. You're being honored tonight for being an alumni, of course. You were here at the age of 8 in the Boys and Girls Club. But you then made a life after basketball. Tell us a little bit about your coaching career and then take us to your business, Lazy Boy.
Well, I started coaching in 1988 under Denny Crum. My professional career was winding down. My body was failing me. Mm-hmm. And because of the success I had on the court with him, he gave me the opportunity to become his assistant coach. So from 88 to 98, I was the assistant coach for Coach Denny Crum, who I had played for and gone to three Final Fours with.
Louisville, the NCAA.
So I was kind of his coach on the floor once I was playing. So it was a great opportunity, but it was different. And when I say different, it's when you're playing the game of basketball, you have an opportunity to control the outcome. When you're coaching basketball, you have to communicate your thoughts, and hopefully the others can do what you're asking them to do to control the game. So you have really no control over the game as a coach.
You also have some incredible hours, right? You're recruiting, you're looking at tapes.
You're looking at tapes, you're managing egos, you're trying to get kids to understand that school and athletics go together. The guys weren't doing one and done then, so
right.
You had to be a student athlete also. You had to maintain grade point averages. So at that time, it was very, very challenging because we had a lot of success there, and so guys just wanted to come to school, play basketball, and go to the pro ranks. But a lot of them really didn't understand what it took to make it that far, and so they were living in a dream world.
Well, you went on now to Indiana University after that and coached a little longer, right?
Indiana University Southeast, which is a NAI school. And I went there with a former teammate of mine, Wiley Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked me to help him out. He had become the head coach there, and it was his first stint as a head coach. So I volunteered and helped him for 3 years and to get the program off the ground. And we had a lot of success there also.
Let's move beyond that. So your basketball career ends, and before we put a little bow on that, I'm talking about coaching and playing. What's your best memory as either a college or NBA player?
The best memory, I don't have one particular best memory, even though we won the championship in 1980,
mm-hmm.
because there were so many great memories. I've been very fortunate to be able to win a high school championship, to be able to win a college championship, to be able to play in the pros, be able to play with great players all my career. My attitude that came from winning helped shape me in the business world. And when I say not one great moment, but a collage of so many great moments, that helped me, in my estimation, become a better business owner, because I had to deal with a lot of different personalities, a lot of different ups and downs, highs and lows in sports, and you're dealing with that in business. And so when you talk about what was the greatest moment, just that overall experience in basketball helped shape me for the business world.
Best player you ever played against?
Depends on what night I caught him on. At that time, it could have been Magic, could have been Bird. Never had to guard Michael,
teammates. You're lucky there.
Yeah, but I mean, it all depends on what night that you guard him. The guys I had to guard were like Dominique, Clyde. Even my local guys that I played against, Gus and Ray, Lowe's. Anytime you catch guys on a hot night, they could be the best players that night.
Because everybody in that league is among the best
everybody
in the world.
Everybody in that
anyway.
League is really, really good.
Scooter McRae, our guest, and former NBA player, former college champion, and businessman, 32 years the co-owner of Lazy Boy Stores, and you've already said you've been successful at it. The discipline and learning how to deal with the ups and downs of pro sports helped you do that. Tell us about your business, and are you still at it now?
Yes, I've been my 25th year at Lazy Boy. I've been in business now for 32 years.
Okay.
Overall, I've seen the highs and lows of at one particular time in a 10-year period, I opened 3 stores from the ground up and closed them. So the economy was going in the tank, and we had to make some harsh decisions. And so I think that, like I said, sports, because you have highs and lows, help prepare me mentally as an owner to go through situations like that, though. But Lazy Boy is the brand name that everybody recognizes and synonymous with recliners. And so
sure do.
We do a good job, and it's been very, very good to me.
Now, before you go, and I know the gala is getting ready and we have to let you go, your memories of the Boys and Girls Club when you were a little boy growing up in Mount Vernon?
The Boys Club, for me, was the starting point of my disciplines and my mental attitude about how I was probably going to be treating life situations, life's ups and downs. Starting there from when I was 8 years old and going all the way through high school, probably leaving at 17, it helped shape me as a person. I have so many fond memories that if you would ask my wife, I'm always reflecting back on some of the things that I did at the Boys Club, some of the things that helped mold my attitudes and my behaviors at that point. I could go on and on for the next 10 minutes telling you little things that helped grow me as a man, as a young person. You can't do some of the things that they did back then, because people call it bullying, teasing, and those were things that I love when you go there. It was a rite of passage, you know.
Sure
you go
there,
but you can't do those things anymore. But we kept going back for more and more.
Even just a little chirping, and I play hockey still. We call it chirping. You still can't chirp.
People frown on it nowadays, though. But you get all that stuff, and you feel part of the brotherhood.
That camaraderie is half of it.
Exactly, and then you learn how to do different things, from playing bumper pool,
sure,
ping pong, regular pool. I played basketball and excel at that, but it was other things that the Boys Club taught me how to do, how to get along, because when I started, I was in the midget group, but you had to learn how to get along with the juniors and the intermediates, and just people that you looked up to that helped mold and shape you as a young person. Those are great memories for me that, like I said, just helped shape and mold who I am today.
Do you live in this region now?
No, I live in Louisville, Kentucky. I've been there since 88.
Since you went to school?
Yes.
Well, it's really nice of you to come back and share your memories and support the Boys Club that got you started.
Oh, yeah, it's an honor for me, because I actually lived through everything, and just to be an alumnus of the Boys Club and be honored means more to me than a lot of things that I've received honors for in my life.
Well, it's been an honor for us to talk with you. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you for having me on your
podcast.
Folks,
Scooter McRae, if I were you, I would look him up on Wikipedia tonight. It'd be a lot of fun. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these words.
Shark Creative.
Thank
you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark.